6. Imposters. 1. White London. Holland knew the stories by heart. He'd grown up with them. Stories of a bad king, a mad king, a curse. Of a good king, a strong king, a savior. Stories of why the magic went away, and who would bring it back. And every time a new ruler on the throne with blood and the dregs of power in their veins, the people would say, "Now. Now the magic will come back. Now the world will wake. Now it will get better. Now we will get stronger." The stories ran in the veins of every Londoner, even when the people grew thin and pale, even when they began to rot inside and out. Even when they had no food, no strength, no power, the stories survived. And when Holland was young, he believed them too. Even believed, when his eye went black, that he might be the hero, the good king, the strong king, the savior. But on his knees before Athos Dane, Holland had seen the stories for what they were. Desperate tales for starving souls. And yet... Now he stood in the square at the heart of the city, with his name on every tongue and a god's power running in his veins. Everywhere he stepped, the frost withdrew. Everything he touched regained its color. All around him, the city was thawing. The day the Sylt unfroze, the people went mad. Holland had led uprisings, had witnessed riots, but never in his life had he seen celebration. Of course, there was tension. The people had starved too long, survived only on violence and greed. He couldn't blame them. But they would learn, would see. Hope, faith, change, these were fragile things, and they had to be tended. "Cote!" they called out. "King!" While the voice in his head, that constant companion, hummed with pleasure. The day was bright, the air alive, and the people crowded to see Holland's latest feat, held at bay by the iron guard. Oshka stood beside him, her hair on fire in the sun, a knife in hand. "King, king, king!" It was called the Blood Square, where they stood. An execution site. The stones beneath his boots stained black and streaked, where desperate fingers had scrounged at the spilled life in case it held a taste of magic. 8 years ago, the Danes had dragged him from a fast death here and granted him a slow one. The Blood Square. It was time to give the name another meaning. Holland held out his hands, and Oshka brought the blade to rest against his palms. The crowd quieted in anticipation.
"My king,"
said Oshka, her yellow eye asking for permission. So many times the hand had been his, but not the will. This time the hand was his servant's, the will his own. Holland nodded, and the blade bit down. Blood welled and spilled to the ruined stones, and where it struck, it broke the surface of the world like a stone cast in a pool. The ground rippled, and behind his eyes Holland saw the square reborn, clean and whole. As the ripples spread, they swallowed the stains, mended the cracks, turned the broken pavers to polished marble, the abandoned basin of a well to a fountain, the fallen columns to vaulting archways. "We can do more," said the god in his head. And before Holland could sort the Oshak's thoughts from his own, the magic was spreading. The archways of the Blood Square rippled and reformed, melting from stone into water before hardening to glass. Beyond them, the streets shuddered, and the ground beneath the crowd's feet dissolved from rock into rich, dark soil. The people fell to their knees, sinking to the loamy earth and digging their fingers in up to their wrists. Enough, Osaran, thought Holland. He closed his bloody hands, but the ripples went on. The shells of ruined buildings collapsing into sand, the fountain overflowing not with water, but with amber-colored wine. The pillars morphed into apple trees, their trunks still marbled stone, and Holland's chest began to ache, his heart pounding as the magic poured like blood from his veins, each beat forcing more power into the world. Enough! The ripples died. The world fell still. The magic tapered off. The square, a shimmering monstrosity of elements, the edges a wavering shore. The people were caked with earth and wet from the fountain's rain, their faces bright, their eyes wide. Not with hunger, but with awe. King! 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 They all called, while in his head Osaran's own word echoed. More! More!